Scientists have discovered that a genetically modified form of grass can spread new genes to other grass plants located miles away. A seed company that invented the altered grass has asked the government to approve its use for golf courses. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, the new research raises questions about how well altered plant genes can be contained.
The grass in question is called bent grass. There are many species, and one or another is found growing wild in just about every state. Two companies, Scott Seed and Monsanto, have developed a new kind of the grass. It contains a foreign gene that makes it resistant to a popular herbicide called Roundup. They want to sell the seed to golf courses, where it can be planted on putting greens and fairways. Course managers could then spray Roundup to kill weeds, but the bent grass wouldn't die. But some scientists are concerned that genetically altered bent grass might spread herbicide resistance to wild bent grass and make it harder to control. True, there are plenty of other genetically modified plants in American fields that have this herbicide-resistant gene, corn, soybeans, and cotton, for example. But biologist Ann Fairbrother of the Environmental Protection Agency says genes in those crops are not as likely to spread as those in bent grass.
It does have compatible relatives in the U.S. that those other crops don't. It does have a very small pollen that is wind pollinated. You know, corn pollen is much bigger, cotton, soybean, or insect pollinated. So there certainly are differences that the bent grass crop raises that these other crops don't have, and does make us need to pause and think about a lot about the containment issue.
Fairbrother and other EPA scientists set up an experiment in Oregon. They planted about 400 acres of genetically altered bent grass and let it flower. They also planted ordinary bent grass miles downwind of the plot, and there was wild bent grass growing there as well. What they wanted to know was, would the altered grass pollinate the wild varieties and transfer the new gene to wild seeds? Biologist Lydia Watrude was the chief investigator.
We brought the seeds back into a greenhouse and, you know, by three, four different methods showed that they carried the gene. However, some of the research that still needs to be done in the field is to determine whether any establishment of these plants occurred in the field. Will the gene persist in those natural populations?
One thing was clear, though. Some of the pollen carried a long way, up to about 14 miles from the source. Spokesmen for Scott Seed Company point out that bent grass is not considered a weed. They say it's unlikely that it would spread from golf courses anyway. Course managers keep it cut short, so it would never grow to flower or spread pollen. They add that even if the gene did spread, other herbicides besides Roundup would stop it. Nonetheless, some scientists do view bent grass as a pest. A senior official with the Forest Service has objected that herbicide-resistant bent grass could be much more difficult to clear from national forests. Environmental groups are also skeptical. Margaret Mellon with the Union of Concerned Scientists says it's not just pollen that could spread the resistant gene.
I mean, one question is whether you will contaminate all of the seed supplies for bent grass with this trait. It's a big experiment. It's one that I don't think we need to do, and we're not ready to do.
The EPA research is reported in this week's issue of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.